ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be examining an interesting question, and that question is related to commerce or trading. As you know, trading and commerce is one of the virtues, actually, that has been mentioned in the Quran and Hadith. By way of example, in one beautiful Hadith, we read the following: O you who have faith, do not eat up your wealth among yourselves unrightfully, but it should be trade by mutual consent. And do not kill yourselves. Indeed, God is most merciful to you. Right, so trade and commerce has been encouraged in Islam. In fact, in one beautiful Hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, practice the various trades, for there is in them independence for you from what is in the hands of others. And indeed, Allah loves the one gainfully engaged in a profession. So in this topic, we want to ask the following question. What are the etiquettes of trading? Because as you know, every virtue, every act has certain etiquettes which should be followed if we want to acquire the virtue that exists in it. In order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from some of the ahadith which have been narrated in the compendiums of hadith from the infallibles, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Imam Ali alaihi salam. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said the following: whoever sells or buys must avoid five habits, or he should not sell or buy at all: usury, false oaths, hiding the defects of merchandise, praising what he sells, and showing disapproval for what he intends to buy. These are etiquettes that both the buyer and the seller should observe, right? The Prophet mentioned five of them. And if a person doesn't observe these, it's better for him to avoid commerce and trade altogether. Of course, some of these are necessary, like, for example, usury, making a false oath, these are prohibited, hiding the defects of the merchandise. You know, these are all things that a person should avoid. In another beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam, he said the following: O merchants, start off by seeking a good outcome from Allah. Seek the blessings in easy conduct. Draw near to customers. Beautify yourself with clemency. Refrain from oaths. Abandon lies and avoid wronging. Be fair to those being wronged. Stay away from usury and observe fully the measure and the balance with justice. And do not cheat the people of their goods and do not act wickedly on the earth causing corruption. Here in this beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam mentioned a lot of the etiquettes which people engaged with trade and commerce should observe. Some of these are, again, prohibited or obligatory, such as avoiding usury, avoiding lies. But some of them are, recommended, like, for example, being nice to the customer, being friendly with him. And these are all things that, Muslim merchants, they should observe in their trade and their commerce. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the etiquettes. What are the etiquettes of trading in the light of the ahadith of the infallibles, alayhim assalam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.
حي